Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning Magazine here on WFHR for this January 11th, 2023. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here at 10:05 on the clock. At 10:30, we're going to welcome in our good friends from Encourage. We've got Kim Shields joining us from Encourage and Danita Carlson from Mary's Place. We'll be talking with right now in studio some of our favorite people, Stephen and Katrina Hintner from Family Natural Foods. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Notice I did not call myself Stephen this time. Getting better. I don't want to brag. But getting better.
You know.
I mean, with your theater background, James, I think you could pull it off.
I have to work on my impression of you. I'm going to have to really work
How
on that.
How are you at method acting?
Yes, very, very deep in the method acting. So. That'll be our other show. We'll do that in the next show.
That's good. And I'll be James.
I like it.
Yes. Thanks for listening to WFHR. Here's the forecast. I'm going to work on this.
I want to be a male figure, not a female figure.
Oh, sure.
Figure.
Yeah, you get to be. You can be. How about your Seth?
Seth.
How about,
I'll be Seth. Perfect.
You can be Seth. All right. That works.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. And appreciate you two being in studio today. I was actually going to be okay if you guys wanted to call in the weather. Was the roads okay getting in?
Yeah. The roads are getting better as the hours go by.
Good.
Definitely.
Good.
They're,
very good.
They're well salted. Mm-hmm. Some of the side roads. The sidewalks, I would stay off of them. It's good to get exercise. We're going to talk about that later.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to walk, but maybe not today.
Yeah, you definitely want a strong immune system right now. You definitely do. And there's plenty of things that you can find at Family Natural Foods, that being one of them. Mm-hmm. And you guys are going to tell us a little bit more about some other things you can, because what's happening over there?
Yeah, there's always something happening over there. So the fun thing happening tomorrow is we're going to have a rep for a CBD company called Workman's Relief, which is great because it's a Wisconsin-based company. Mm-hmm. Correct me if I'm wrong, it's Wisconsin Dells?
No, it's like a little bit south of Baraboo. But yeah, down in that area, you're right. And they grow the hemp themselves and they process it and bottle it. And we brought this in because it was recommended by another health food store colleague of ours in the state. And they love the product. Mm-hmm. And it's such a good value, especially right now when we have it on sale. And it was just two things. We would love that it was a Wisconsin product. Mm-hmm. It was a great value.
It's organic hemp. That's another difference too.
And they're really leaning into the everyday person, the workman. That's part of the reason the pricing is so good and the potency is so strong. But also they basically minimized or eliminated the THC content in it. So, you know, that's a common question or concern, legitimately for a lot of people, especially working people, workmen's, is, you know, does this product have any THC in it? And the Workman's Relief has, I guess we could check with this person on Thursday and you know, anybody listening today can also come in and ask them these questions. But I think they eliminated almost all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was part of their mission, is this is a product for the everyday person, for the average Wisconsinite. And we're just trying to help them get through their day. If it's stress, if it's, you know, have trouble sleeping, if it's, you
anxious
know,
and
joint pain of any sorts, this has been a really good product. So anyways, they kind of called us and they said, hey, can we come up? And we're like, yeah,
absolutely.
We never turn that down.
No. So come in, ask the questions. There will be samples, different things like that. And it'll be tomorrow from 10 until 4. So that's Thursday from 10 until 4.
My dad actually, this is maybe a year ago, maybe less, kind of brought up something like this. We got talking, and with the rise of CBD and us, our science getting better at taking the THC out of this and being able to use it, he's like, well, when are we going to start using hemp more? Because we've been told our whole lives, hemp, and I just wanted to double check this and everything, hemp versus cotton fabrics. Hemp fabrics are stronger, more absorbent, more durable, and better insulating than cotton. We've known this, and we've kind of heard rumblings of this for a very long time. Mm-hmm. Well, it feels like we're finally getting to a place in society where, you know, you hear the word hemp and you don't immediately think of Cheech and Chong.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Like we're getting better about that. Yeah. So why don't we start using this hemp rope? Because it seems really good. Like, this is an extension of that. This is the CBD. Or any of these kind of topics are us getting complete use out of this product that has been there for a long time and kind of just sitting there.
Yeah.
Like now we're actually getting use of hemp. We're getting the complete use of it, the real essence of it.
Yeah, and I think that's another level of the usefulness of hemp. It grows very easily. You don't have to use chemicals to grow it. And it has a lot of other uses. I think even Henry Ford built a car out of hemp.
Yep.
And it was a big thing. You know, hemp ropes were used in, I think it was World War II, maybe.
There was
World
never
War
a boat without hemp rope.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very strong and you know, very abundant. And it was, you know, it was sort of the fabric of our lives.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
historically
really
speaking.
Nice. Nicely done.
You know, a lot less chemicals than cotton.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
And more durable and all these kind of things. So you're right. Like the topic of hemp had kind of gotten lost. It got mixed up in the drug wars.
Yeah, look at the history of hemp and rope and the history of the people that were in political positions at the time, and the companies that they owned happened to be rope companies.
Yeah.
A lot of details there, a lot of that. And it's certainly what Stephen's saying, too. By the time you get to the 60s, there was no chance hemp was ever going to be able to be used as in boats in these things because of the rise of drug culture and a lot of that.
Yeah.
But we're now, we kind of get through all of that, and we're where we are now in society, where, you know, these things are actually going to be able to be used more.
Yep. Yeah. Which is a great thing. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, big conversations.
It's good.
Yeah, good things. Absolutely. Yeah.
It's very cool to see where it's going, the direction it's going.
Absolutely. A couple other things that are happening is inventory happened, right? Check. Done.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
I wanted to ask how that went. I was going to ask off air just in case it didn't go well.
It was super smooth and it was really efficient this year. I feel like every year we're getting new efficiencies, but our team that we had this year was great and we're really thankful.
Yeah. And part of the efficiency and what makes it go quickly is us taking all these products off the shelf and putting them for sale on our inventory reduction sale.
Nice.
And so right now we have probably the most items sitting out for sale that we have in the whole year. Mm-hmm. It's often the case in January.
Yep.
So that's a good reminder. If you're looking, if you just like bargain shopping, I do anyways. You know, stop through. You might find something you like. You might find something you never tried before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you might not, but I bet you will. You have a higher likelihood right now anyways.
Yeah.
So.
And then Pranarome is an essential oil company out of the Minneapolis area, and the whole line is on sale. So if you love that company or just essential oils and you want to stock up for the season, we have a lot of really good ones. Some we'll do maybe some smell tests of in a little bit when we talk about New Year's resolutions.
Ooh, okay. All right. Let's get into it.
All right. So, New Year's resolutions. Mm-hmm. We often have different ways of thinking about it, but something that's really important to us at Family Natural Foods is really just taking time to think about what is it that you want to, you know, being mindful and intentional about what you want to work on. Is it adding something to your life? Is it taking something away? Or is it like working on, you know, there's so many aspects. And we're going to kind of dive into all of those as much as we have time to today.
Mm. Yeah, our list got kind of long. But then we were kind of like, you know, it's just like Katrina was saying, it's this sort of mindfulness.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes when we get people coming into our store for, you know, New Year's resolutions, the classic one is to lose weight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But Katrina and I always kind of like break that down for folks. We're like, well, what is it that, you know, you really want to do and how, you know, what's your roadblocks?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because people will kind of throw out things like, I want to boost my metabolism. Well, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I think we kind of wrote down like a quick list of just things to kind of run through your mind. If this is a priority for you, you know, kind of to improve your weight, things like we were just talking about, like metabolism. Well, there can be different parts of that. So like, how does your thyroid work well? Have you gotten your thyroid checked at the doctors? Because the thyroid plays a big role in metabolism. It actually regulates your metabolism, your energy level. So maybe if your energy is low, and your metabolism's low, it could be a thyroid issue. Especially women, especially tend to have thyroid issues more than men.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of hormone changes and such, which it affects that as well.
Yep, and hormones. So some of that can get a little more complicated, but we do have some supportive, like nutritive things for thyroid and hormone levels. The next area that you know is common and important to address for some people, especially, and it can contribute to weight gain, is stress.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And so we don't always. You know, all of us have had a lot of stress. I think most everybody has come out of the pandemic experiencing more stress in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important to kind of think about that and think about where it's coming from. Try to address the root causes of it if you can. And then also trying to address it. We've had a lot of customers, I've just sort of realized, and I think you have too, Katrina, coming in the last couple of weeks, you know, with kind of, you know, mental health concerns.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, also, let's look at this. It's dark. Yeah. It's the season of our vitamin D is totally depleted right now. So that could even be the simplest thing going into a New Year's resolution.
Yep.
Add some vitamin D into your life, which will help with your mental health and can help with stress. But a lot of great products like AnxioCalm really can help calm those nervous energies or not being able to sleep because your brain's just too busy thinking of that to-do list. But stress definitely plays out. One, because when you're stressed, not everybody, but a lot of people stress eat. Mm-hmm. And so we're not fueling ourselves with the right foods. A lot of times, Steve and I talked about this just earlier, people a lot of times we eat a lot of food, but it's empty calories. And so our bodies are craving more food. And so, of course, food is definitely an element when you talk about, you know, weight loss and such too.
Our bodies are craving nutrients, nourishment, you know, like vitamins and minerals and phytonutrients. And like Katrina's saying, like, we eat all, like, sometimes, especially when we just sort of binge on food, we're eating empty calories. We're eating those fats, those starches, those carbohydrates. And we're not, you know, our belly is kind of feeling full, but our body is not full. Our nutrients aren't full.
And our nervous system is probably fried because we had so much sugar and we're like, oh man, now I need something to calm that.
And I think sugar is, you know, like Katrina is saying here too, sugar is another important thing. I've never really talked to any doctor who said, oh, you know, make sure you get more sugar in your diet. You know, and I've never seen a nutritionist say that. I've never heard of, you know, Chinese medicine. I've never heard really anybody say, oh, you know, really what you could use is more sugar in your diet. So I think, you know, kind of trying to figure out what is driving, you know, like if you're a person who craves sweet things, you have those sweet or savory people, right? And you know, too much salt isn't good either, but today like the main topic is sugar. And like if you're one of those people who just craves a lot of sugar, can you kind of find something to help that? We, you know, we have a lot of products. Berberine is a great one. We have a staff member at our store who deals with a lot of blood sugar issues, and a lot of, you know, a lot of issues with sugar.
And she takes it around her mealtime, and she said, I notice it as soon as I get done eating. I notice it just starts balancing my sugars right away.
Yeah, she's very sensitive to this. She feels it.
Yep. And but I mean, berberine's great for so many other things. It's good for like cholesterol and blood pressure and weight loss. And I've heard from somebody that took it, and I think in a week they lost like 10 pounds or something. So it can do really amazing things for your metabolic system. So like your, you know, your heart, your blood sugar, your blood pressure, all those kind of components in there, which are very important.
Yeah. It's sort of like the metabolic syndrome, like Katrina's saying, is sort of this whole cocktail of things related to typically having a little too much weight. And often it's associated with also having diabetes, you know, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, and then cholesterol. So that's something that berberine in this case can help address all those in one relatively simple and not very expensive supplement that works quickly. I think apple cider vinegar works in a similar way. And I'm always amazed by apple cider vinegar, you know, very inexpensive supplement. You can take it in liquid form, or you can take it in a pill form, which I actually kind of prefer, because then you don't have to taste it. You don't have to carry around a heavy glass breakable bottle. And you know, it doesn't get stuck in your teeth
Like a gummy.
Well, yeah, the worst is really these apple cider vinegar gummies. I just don't get it. Like,
it's a very bad invention, I think.
It's sugar and acid, and your teeth don't like both of those things.
No,
I would get extra dental insurance if you're using apple cider vinegar gummies. They taste pretty good. I've tried them. But I would rather people just maybe buy some gummy bears. And then buy some apple cider vinegar capsules. And you'll come out cheaper. You'll save money. You'll probably enjoy it more. And you might need to the dentist a little less.
It'll probably be better for you. Yes.
But anyways, apple cider vinegar is always a remarkable supplement. There was a doctor in town. I think he's retired now. But he used to send so many people to our store to buy apple cider vinegar, the liquid, and honey. And he started taking this himself because he met this patient of his who was in her 90s, I believe it was. And she was in excellent health. You know, he's seen patients all day, and this lady had, I think, no prescriptions. and was, you know, living on her own and living a healthy, you know, good life. And he said, what are, you know, like, it's
what
always
do you do
funny.
On a regular?
You don't hear doctors often ask you, like, what are you doing?
Yeah really. That does not happen.
Like, who is on which side of the desk? Because, you know, really yeah. cool. Yeah. And you know, good for him to, like, to ask that question. I think yes. this was years ago, even. Mm-hmm. So even, you know, even more insightful. So anyways, he asked this lady, you know, what's your secret? And she said, oh, I just take, you know, a couple tablespoons of apple cider vinegar, a little honey, and water once a day, I think it was. Mm-hmm. You know, simple recipe. And a lot of people have done it before her, and a lot of people are doing it after her. But he found himself that he lost weight. Mm-hmm. He had more energy.
His immune system was better because it's really good for that.
Yeah.
Digestion.
Digestion, which so is good. Part of, I think, the reason people lose weight is because mm-hmm. it helps the digestion a lot.
Apple cider vinegar is the duct tape of the supplement yeah. world. I mean, it's so versatile. It's so good amazing. For so many things.
Also, you can take a bath in it if you have rashes. Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's like so you good. Clean with it. Like yeah. your floors, I mean, it's endless, and it's good for us. I like to make a note about, like, if you are taking a gummy of apple cider vinegar or a liquid, rinse your mouth with water mm-hmm. afterwards because oh, yeah, yeah. of that acid. Yeah. It can be hard on your enamel.
Yeah, but it's such an inexpensive thing that seems to work for so many things. Whenever people ask me, should I try it? I'm like, well, I think it's quite safe, mm-hmm. And I think. It's also very inexpensive, and I think you'll find some benefit. Maybe you're yeah. a lot of people, their joints feel better, you know, mm-hmm. so like joint pain.
Yep.
Well, that's great. Mm-hmm. Energy. Sure. I could use that. You know, and then like, you know, mm-hmm. potentially weight loss, and digestion benefits. And I'm probably missing stuff. That's yeah. the fun mm-hmm. thing about apple cider
vinegar.
There's
so many things. There's a book on all of the things for yes. it, which is amazing.
Yeah. It's a classic
and
book.
Side note. I mean, of course this is me, so you'd have to consult with your own doctor, but I did take it when I was pregnant because it's such mm-hmm. a safe thing. If I felt like my immune system was weak, because yeah. when you're pregnant, you can't take anything.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I just, so frustrating.
You know, so I did take that as a liquid form. But again, of course, check in with your doctor.
Yeah, it's always
that.
A good idea. Yep. Yeah. So where are we on this list? So we talked about stress.
Yeah,
right?
We talked about stress.
We talked about thyroid health mm-hmm. and kind of hormones.
Mm-hmm.
Sleep.
Yeah, sleeping is a huge part. Mm. I mean, that's also a good, like, you know, check in with yourself for the new year. Like, oh, yeah, am I getting that sleep? Mm-hmm. I mean,
quality sleep?
Do I need to go to bed a little bit sooner so I can really get in that restful place? Do mm-hmm. I need to turn off my phone like an hour before? Because a lot of that blue light and everything really yeah. affects
and
us.
And your TV, and all your TV. Those, any of those electronics.
All the devices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's part of that, what they're calling sleep hygiene. I think it's a kind of a weird term, but
sleep
you know,
hygiene.
Yeah, sleep hygiene. Yeah. yeah. But, you know, whatever. Yeah, just sort of awareness, though, I think. And a lot, there is, you know, there is research showing that people that have issues with sleep, it can add to weight gain.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, lacking sleep has so many other detrimental things to your health. So, if people come in and they're asking us about how can I lose weight, and I go through this list like we're talking about today, and they say that they've never slept well, and that's then I say, like, well, let's address that first, and if that, you know, and then see how that impacts your weight, and then we can go down, you know, the rabbit hole of other things. But you know, sleep is so fundamental, and I think James understands this concept.
Yeah, quite a bit. Yeah, yeah.
and there's so many different things that, you know, you can do, you know, like we were talking about turning off electronics. Mm-hmm. We also have a lot of good supplements. I always tell people to start with melatonin if they haven't. It's inexpensive, very inexpensive.
Mm-hmm. It works for a lot of people.
And it works for a lot of people, but it does work for everybody. So mm-hmm. if melatonin doesn't work, stop in. We have things that don't have any melatonin, and they work well for those people that the melatonin doesn't work for typically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then other things, like, of course, when you're thinking of, like, weight loss or New Year's resolutions, a lot of people think of movement and water. And I mean, those are just some things that, yes, that is hugely important. Mm-hmm. We are meant to move. We are meant to move our bodies. So figure out what is the best movement for you. Is it walking? Is it an exercise class? Is it walking with a friend because you need another support mm-hmm. system? But movement, of course, is a very important thing.
And it doesn't have to be very much. Just like taking a, you know, 5, 10, 20, 30 minute walk, mm-hmm. you know, like start slow and just like make a routine.
Yeah.
Cut out that time each day.
Mm-hmm.
and find somebody to do it with.
Yes.
Somebody
that, that's
especially
social
somebody who's
element.
a positive person for you. Don't go walking with your enemy. That's probably not the best fit. But you know, like I don't know, my dog loves going for a walk. He'll go anytime I want.
Yep,
and he's positive. Sometimes he pulls a little too much.
Well, also let's talk about like the social support again. Back to mental health. We've come out of and sometimes still in this pandemic world right now where our social connection has been so little, and I think we're all craving it. And but we're craving the authentic, what works best for us, not just going to a big gathering. Maybe we did that before. Now it's like, no, I'm going to choose what that is. So figure out what that social connection is. And maybe it is through movement. Maybe it's meeting at the Y. Maybe, it, you know, just take time to think about that component. And then something else that we have, and I like doing this, and we can talk more about it definitely in springtime, but cleanses. There's full body cleanses that a person can do that really cleanses like liver and lymphatic system and kidney and bowel and skin and all of the organs that we kind of forget how much work they do on a daily basis. And it gives them, you know, some of these herbs really kind of just clean them up a little bit, reset our body, which can reset your metabolism a little bit for some people. And it just, at that time too, you can be more mindful about what am I eating, what am I drinking, what am I putting into my body. And so that one's a really a good thing to do too on a regular.
That's this is some years back when I was still working at when we had a GNC in town and stuff, and I was working at one, but I was warned, like, when January came around, hey, we're going to sell out of detox. We're going to sell out of these things. Because there was this huge trend of, especially the start of the year or the beginning of spring, detoxing and flushing out your system and all this. And I don't know if it's still as big as it was, but I know that the trend didn't stop. Yeah. For the people that it really worked for, they speak so highly of it. There's few products that I can remember people talking more highly about than being able to detox and how good they felt afterwards. It's something I'm still to this day wanting to try because it just seems like it really works really well for a lot of. There's not many things where it seems like this works for everybody, like that kind of thing, where it's very seldom that I heard somebody say, that didn't do anything for me.
Yeah, it's a good one. I think for Steve and I, we like New Year, that's good because it's a new page to your day or to your year. But I think our favorite time for cleansing actually is springtime because if you think of our environment, it's naturally taking a layer of that snow and there's growth of like dandelions. Dandelions is one of the best things for cleansing. It's like an environmental, I look at it more of like I think of spring, like March, April is the perfect time for cleansing.
I like that.
We'll probably talk about that in March.
We'll come back to it, I'm sure.
I did want to, if you had anything else, I want to give you
Do we want to have them try some essential oils?
We can do a couple. So like we've been talking about a little bit of mental health. We've got a mental clarity. This is good for just like, I'm going to let James smell it. This is the Prawn Roam, which is on sale this month.
Oh, it's so good.
So, right, mental clarity, like kind of helping us focus in, helping us. It can help with stress. It can help with the focus component there.
The square root of it.
Nice.
A little throwback to the scarecrow for a second. that smells great. It actually does feel very wakey. What I like about a lot of their brand of essential oils, too, is I don't feel the heaviness in my eyes. I don't know if anybody else gets this, especially contact wearers. Sometimes when you have those diffusers going and you're not maybe a room with a lot of ventilation or anything, it smells great, but it feels heavy on my eyes. I don't get that from this brand, and I don't if I'm being blunt, it's only the cheaper essential oils I seem to get this from, and I think you get what you pay for sometimes. Not that any essential oil should ever be too expensive. I mean, they're essential oils.
Absolutely.
But I the ones I get from you guys, perfectly fine. And especially that brand. It's a really good brand.
Yeah, this one is Pranarom Stress Recovery. And this one's another nice, like, just calming. I mean, it's got some, like, mint notes, and it's got some, can't even pick up some of the smells in it, but it's calming and relaxing.
This is really nice, that stress recovery. I like that one. I haven't smelled that one.
Yeah, so they're a fun ones. So again, come in, do the smell test, see what you like, try it out. And it's a great time to get a few more of those essential oils and when they're on sale.
I genuinely don't believe that I would have been able to stop smoking without the essential oils. I really feel like it was the difference maker for me in getting to that point.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It can do that for you. It can do that for so many things. And one of the nice things we like to mention with essential oils, if they don't work, no crazy side effects.
Yeah,
no,
none of this whole like
side effects may include, you know, none of that. If you don't like it, at least you smell good. At least, you know, the room smells good or something like that.
And also, like, you can, this is the great thing about coming into our store is we have hundreds of these essential oils and you can smell every single one of them before you buy it.
Make sure you like
smell
it
before you buy. I don't know. But anyways, and I think a lot of these you have immediate, you know, connection with. Like James knew right, I could see it in his face, that it was like helping him kind of relax and focus in.
Definitely.
And not only that, he knew if he liked the smell of it. You know, it might cause, you know, that benefit. But if you're like, well, I don't like patchouli and it has patchouli in it, for example, you'll know right away. Well, I don't like this one. And we probably have three other ones you can try. So I think, you know, that's really one of the strengths that we have is you can try all these. The Pranaram brand is always a good value. Yeah. And when it's on sale, it's a great value. So come check these out.
And they're there for any questions you have. The gang of Family Natural Foods, they love answering your questions. They love hunting down answers if they don't have them. Always appreciate the conversation, you guys. Really good one today. And I want to thank you for bringing up stress when it comes to weight issues. I don't think like that gets brought up nearly enough. I've heard a doctor mention that before. That's it. Yeah. So I really appreciate that. I think that was really noteworthy. Yeah. Good conversation, you two. Thank you so much.
As always. Yeah,
visit our friends at Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. You can give them a call at 423-3120. It's 423-3120. Be sure to visit them over there. Follow them on social media. It is a great follow, and we'll talk with you two really soon. Thanks a lot for the time, guys.
Thank you.
Have a good morning. We'll be back with our friends from Encourage, and we'll talk a little bit of Mary's Place when we get back on Morning Magazine here at WFHR, locally grown radio.